This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, January saw the 219th meeting of the American Astronomical Society, termed the Super Bowl of astrophysics events. January's highlights included dark matter, exoplanets, black hole burps, and star formation. The conference saw the unveiling of what is so far the largest dark matter map of the universe available. The map covers more than 1 billion light-years. Dark matter itself is invisible, but the mapmakers, the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope Lens Collaborations, use gravitational lensing to detect the location of dark matter clumps. Gravitational lensing is the bending of space-time by anything with mass, which dark matter has, which in turn causes light to bend around these etched-out regions of space-time. The light being bent, in the case of this map, was from 10 million distant galaxies. The map shows that large-scale dark matter is clumped into blobs, which are connected by thin filaments. The nature of the dark matter geometry can reveal some of its intrinsic properties, and so, with the help of this map, we're getting closer to shedding some light on the dark matter puzzle. For many years it has been commonly accepted that nothing can escape from the clutches of a black hole. However, evidence of a black hole burp was presented at this year's AAAS meeting. Observations by NASA's Rossi X-ray Timing Explorer and an array of radio telescopes known as the Very Long Baseline Array witnessed a black hole releasing jets of plasma in June 2009. These jets of ionized gas in turn push particles outward from the accretion disk of the black hole and send them off into space, escaping the clutches of the black hole. Bubbles of hot gas in space are believed to be the hub of medium-sized star formation, just like the kind of environment thought to have created the Sun some 5 billion years ago. One such modern local stellar nursery in the Large Magellanic Cloud is believed to contain many bubbles of hot gas. This is surprising since the Large Magellanic Cloud itself is mostly cold gas, with a mass millions of times larger than that of the Sun. However, within this cold gas live massive stars, which heat the gas around them, forming these hot bubbles. The bubbles are then pushed away from the massive stars via a hot stellar wind, similar to warm and cold fronts in our own Earth's weather. And finally, the ever-increasingly popular search for extrasolar planets has revealed a happy piece of news for all you alien enthusiasts. According to the Paris Institute of Astrophysics, your average star hosts around 1.6 planets. So, with an estimated 100 billion stars in the Milky Way, there could be around 160 billion possible environments we can search for new friends. It was also determined that the majority of these planets would be small and rock-like, very similar to the Earth. So we may even have a hope of recognising whatever or whoever we find.